This is the Civitas Capital Update. What was the source of the money used to fund a financial settlement after a former staffer at the North Carolina Democratic Party complained Executive Director Jay Parmley sexually harassed him? That's a question many people are asking now. Parmley resigned after the settlement was exposed by the Civitas Institute and the Daily Caller. The articles noted a member of the Democratic Party's Executive Council, Watt Jones, was angered not only by the sexual harassment complaint, but also the atmosphere of disrespect, which led to many staff members quitting. Jones also said he wants an investigation into the source of the funding for that settlement. The Civitas Institute filed a formal request with the State Board of Elections to investigate the settlement to determine if any public funds were used to pay off the former staffer. Any use of tax checkoff funds or contributions would have to be reported to the State Board of Elections. Several key Democrats, including Governor Beverly Perdue, called for the party chairman, David Parker, to also resign. Jones also said the resignation of Parmley was not enough. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.